We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Kits and Wagers. I'm Adam Zadroik, joined by Chris Owen. We're talking game week 34 in the Premier League. Kits and Wagers, currently known as Beers and Wagers. Chris, you had a positive weekend last weekend. It's been a busy week. It's been a really busy week. I don't know how much you've been keeping track of all these matches that are going on. I've been throwing bets in, and there's just too many matches of little to no research on my part. Maybe a few losses on my end as well. But Chris, Thursday, we have one day of a break in the Premier League. How's it going? How was your work day? What's going on? Friday Junior is here.
Boom. That's what I wanted to hear right there, Adam. First and foremost, welcome to Beers and Wagers. It is Friday Junior. We got a couple cold ones going on. I got a Helles Lager from Rubens Brewing here in Seattle. We're lucky enough. Cheers. We're lucky enough to be podcasting on Friday Junior. It's 6:30 for me, 9:30 for Adam out there in Michigan.
Take a sip.
Excuse me. I had to try this beer. But yeah, we've had a little bit of spring, summer weather rolling out here. The vibes are currently immaculate. It's going to be about 75 all weekend, full sun. And not only that, but yes, we had 10 very intense games in the Premier League over the past week. We had a really great weekend last weekend. Big bounce back, at least for me, from the weekend prior. You could only really go up from the weekend prior, but I did go up. And so I feel much better about it this week. And, we're in the stretch run. We are, when that calendar turns from April to May, that's what we call here the business end of the season here. And that's where we, are we going to end the season profitable? Are we going to end up in the black? That's really where we counter success. And happy
that's
to
only
chat
a question for you.
That's only a question for you. I mean, okay, Adam. some of us haven't, we haven't narrowed down the market on corners, but some of us have been making a little bit more general bets. But yes, credit to you. Looks like it's going to be a profitable season here for me. I'm stressed out. Got to keep making good bets. Got to keep making sure that that they're making sense here. So I'm just happy to be here. And we got a couple. We each got four more bets coming at the listeners here and for ourselves here this week. So yeah, let's crack into it. Maybe
let's crack into it. I got a sweet potato souffle rye ale.
Oof, what going on there? Sweet potato
souffle ales. Yep. Yeah, it's 11%. So by the end of the show, I'm gonna be ready for bed. I guess is kind of what it comes down to. So perfect timing. But
nice.
As you can see,
does it taste good, or
So I've been saying this is like one of my favorite beers because I hadn't had it for a couple of years, and then I went to this brewery last weekend, so I bought some and. I don't know if it lives up to my expectation, but it's still pretty nice to drink. It's still pretty nice to go down. It has a nice little sweetness to it, but it's not overly heavy, I don't want to say, but I enjoyed it. If you like darker, heavy beers, it's It's good to try, but obviously nice. I'm not sure you get outside ales out where you are. So maybe some other time.
Yeah, when I'm in the Midwest.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Wisconsinite.
Yeah.
So the records here. I'm 58-29, up over 3,000. Chris is 43-39-2. He's up over 500. And then we'll talk about the parlay later, but we have some big numbers. If we're looking at, you can find our records here on the site, a little breakdown of each team by team, just called the Kits and Wagers betting records here. And the big one that stands out to me, we're going to get to it later. It's the third game we're talking about. Chris is 2-7 on Everton matches. So man, he needs to come through with this one. But I'm 6-1 on Aston Villa matches. So hopefully that can come through. But Chris, are you ready for the start of this show?
I feel like that's a stat I didn't need to see, but but yeah, no, that's tough.
Are you getting into your head here with this?
Nah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe I'm seeing is 7-1 on Fulham. Should have bet the Fulham game this week. But yeah, you're right. 1-5 on Nottingham Forest, and 2-7 on betting on Everton. It's like the Liverpool fan in me that's messed me up here. But yeah, I mean, hopefully we can get to 3-7 because we are going to be betting on that game here shortly.
We'll get there. So the first match we're talking about a Saturday match, a Sunday match, and a Monday match. The first one we're talking about, we have Brighton at home. Brighton looking for a bit of a bounce back. They're home against Wolverhampton. You can get Brighton, they're minus 195 to win, and the odds have actually gone down here. They used to be minus 220, now it's minus 195, plus 550 for Wolverhampton, plus 350 for the draw. Under 2.5 goals is plus 100, over 2.5 goals is minus 125. So we'll see what this Brighton lineup looks like. They don't do a ton of rotation, they aren't that deep. So it will be interesting to see them if they get into European play next season. So they lost at Nottingham Forest, kind of fell apart a little bit in the second half. I believe that was Wednesday. And so do you think they're going to bounce back? I guess that's the main question. You think Brighton are going to bounce back?
Well, tough week for Brighton, man. Holy smokes. I mean, they lost on penalties to Man United on Sunday. They drop points, you know, again on what was that Wednesday, I believe. And so here they go. They're playing at home though. So I mean, credit to them there. That definitely helps them out. But they're playing a Wolverhampton side. You know, we know how Wolves plays. It's ugly. It's gonna be. They're gonna try to kind of hold you in and like stay compact. Meanwhile, it's interesting that like you look at the previous history of these games. They played earlier this season back in November. That came out to a rare 3-2, a win for Brighton, but a 3-2 result nonetheless with 5 total goals in a Wolves game, which is not something you typically expect. You know, going back, they won the previous match before that. That was 3-0. They had lost 1-0 to Wolverhampton. That was also at home, and then it was 2-1, 3-3. So there's been, over the past five games, they've gone over 2.5 goals, 4 out of the 5 matches here, which is not something that you typically expect from, at least from Wolverhampton. But Brighton have been filling it up throughout the season, and they've got a really nice front three too that I'm you know slowly becoming a fan of as the season's gone on. So because of those reasons, I'm going over 2.5 at minus 125. Barely, you get decent odds there. I think Brighton at home, you know, after a tough week of you know. Playing 120 minutes and then kind of losing that FA Cup semi to Man United. That was tough. And then I think when you go on a 3-day, you get 3 days of like, I guess if you want to call it rest, then you get to play right away again. It feels like you're bound to lose that game or bound to struggle. We saw that happened in Newcastle when they played in the League Cup final against Manchester United where they lost. They kind of, let alone different opponent, but they kind of struggle in the next match after that. So I feel like they can bounce back here against a Wolverhampton team at home. But I mean, I feel like there's going to be a couple goals. And so I'm going to take that over 2.5 at minus 125. I think between, you know, Mitoma, March and Danny Welbeck and company that they'll be able to fill it up and, you know, maybe Wolverhampton can find the back of the net too.
You don't have faith in Wolverhampton's back line here?
Not really, no. Should I?
All right. Well, I'm just wondering. Lopetegui back line. They're coming off a clean sheet against Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace. Yeah, clean sheet against Crystal Palace. Not the first team to say that. I mean, yeah, looking at the full season here, you know, Wolverhampton are about mid-table in terms of goals that they've conceded away from home. They've conceded 23 goals in 11 matches played. So it's like, I think, you know, Brighton can score plenty of goals too. So it's like, I think you lean here on the over 2.5. You're getting friendly enough odds there too. So it's like, you might as well lean towards that. Brighton, meanwhile, have scored 25 goals in 14 matches.
I thought this was going to be your patented 2-3 goals scored kind of a thing.
That would have been too smart of me to do that. I don't even know. I didn't look for that one because I saw the over 2.5 away and I saw friendly odds and I was like, yeah, let's go with that one. But I mean, what do you have going on your bet while I look up this total goal bands?
We got corners. So Brighton are at home. And this one, I think the odds are going to move here. So we're talking Thursday night. This is a kind of bet where you got Brighton at home in a pretty good spot to control the match.
That 11% is hitting already.
Can't speak. Smart spot. So I got Brighton minus 1.5 corners in the first half. That's at minus 105 odds. So I think that line is going to move up. There's a couple bets. I can't remember right now what I took last week, but the corner bets, I think it was actually maybe one of the Newcastle ones. It moved from I maybe took it at minus 110, minus 115. It moved to like minus 130, minus 140, and the number even changed. So I almost think that this is going to be a bet where it moves to like minus 1.75. Brighton are at home, and they're coming off a loss. They're going to want a rebound. And I mean, looking at the table, they're eighth in the table. They still have a slight chance to get to a European spot. They're a little bit on the way out here after that loss against Nottingham Forest, but they're still not done. I think they're just going to control this match early in the first half. They're going to come out gunning, and as long as they get some corners, I think this is a pretty safe bet. I'll say it right now. It's a safe bet.
Wow, love that.
Brighton, minus 1.5 corners in the first half. Chris has over 2.5 goals, minus 125. I'll say it's a safe bet until they get 3 goals and then they have no corners, because that has happened to me before. So
interesting. I love that. I mean,
what'd you find? 2-3 goals? What are the odds there? All right, Chris has we'll get him back here.
Three goals at plus 105. Sorry, I just switched my headphones are getting me a little bit of feedback, so I switched over. But 2-3 goals at plus 105. So, I mean, you like that one. That seems like easy cash, too.
We sounding better now here?
Yeah, you are. Definitely. It must have been on my headphones.
Okay. Must be low on battery on the AirPods.
Yep. Anyways, we're back to it. I think we see like a 2-1 result here. That's what
I was going to ask you, what your exact score prediction was.
If I was going to go exact, I'd go to Brighton 2, Wolverhampton 1.
Okay. All right. I like it. Okay, next game we're talking about, we got Sunday. Sunday is pretty busy. We also had we have the Liverpool-Tottenham game in there, but we're not talking about that. We're talking another team coming off the FA Cup semifinal, Manchester United, our home, and the odds have really gone to Aston Villa's favor here. If you're watching on YouTube or Twitter, Manchester United were 4 days ago, they were minus 165 to win this game. Now they're minus 125. Those odds actually changed. They changed this morning, actually. So there's some Aston Villa love coming in. Aston Villa to win are plus 330. Draw is plus 300. And then you're going to get over 2.5 goals, minus 150, under 2.5, plus 120. So we got Manchester United. We kind of just talked about Brighton being a little tired a little bit here. in their loss against Nottingham Forest. Then you have Manchester United. They go up 2 goals, and then they allow 2 in the second half against Tottenham. So you have that thrown in there. Manchester United, another team that doesn't like to rotate. You have Bruno Fernandes playing through whatever ankle issue he had. His girlfriend, whatever, wife, took a picture of him with a boot 2 days ago, and now he's playing full 90s on Thursday. So I guess he's fine. Otherwise, Manchester United have a bunch of other injuries. Harry Maguire was a surprise absence. Varane's probably going to be out for the season. Lisandro Martinez is out. So they got some injury issues. Other side of that, Aston Villa playing really well. So do you think Aston Villa's form is going to be a factor here playing, even though it's at Old Trafford, where Manchester United have been pretty good this season? Let me just look at that record before shooting it over to you. They're 11-3-1 at home this season. They've only allowed 8 goals in 15 home matches. That is best in the league.
This is one of the best matches of the weekend, which is not something you expected out of Aston Villa, Manchester United. Here we are. We have Adams Drake here live on the Kits and Wagers, Beers and Wagers podcast. He's in the Aston Villa shirt, so if his allegiance, you know, is unclear to you, no further. But yeah, as you mentioned, Manchester United really, really solid at Old Trafford. But on the other hand, I mean, Aston Villa are unbeaten. In 10 matches, that's 8 wins, 2 draws. They've won, and I mean, they've held every single team. Like, they're just playing unbelievably well. They're on the tipping point of Europe next season, and I think you're looking at a Man United team that played 120 on Sunday. They just were 2-0 up on Tottenham, and then they conceded 2 more goals in the second half to drop 2 points is what I would call it. And now they're facing a team who's literally been the hottest team aside from Manchester City, maybe, in the Premier League in over 10 games. I think they've been the best team here, and so it's tough for me to go like, hey, like, take Man United at home. I see the reasoning in that, but I mean, man, it's tough to look at that Aston Villa form as of late and not really. I mean. For me, they're. I don't think they're missing too many people in their lineup, at least on a Thursday. Pretty standard from what we've seen. So that, you know, they still got the firepower up front, and they've just been playing really, really well. And you can get them away from home, mind you, but you can get Aston Villa double chance at +105. So I'm going to go there. I'm not going to give it the Adams Adroik faith bet labeling here, but you got to feel good about them getting plus odds, having been unbeaten in their last 10. And then from a historical perspective, they played earlier this season twice, actually. They met in the League Cup. They lost at Old Trafford 4-2. That was back in November. And then also in November, Aston Villa at home, they beat Man United 3-1. That was November 6th. And then you go back to the previous season, they also played a match. I guess that would have been a preseason match. But back last season, Villa held Man United at home. And then they played in the FA Cup. Man United won 1-0 at home. But then their first match of the season, which was also in the Premier League, Villa won that 1-0 at Old Trafford. So pretty mixed bag. But, I mean, what that bag says is that Villa can win and or hold a result at Old Trafford. So I'm going to go Aston Villa double chance +105.
Yeah, I'm looking at these historical numbers here. And as you're reading those off, there's a lot of goals. There are a lot of goals in that one. I think the first time these two teams played, so they played November 6th and then November 10th. It was 3-1 Aston Villa and then 4-2 Manchester United. One was the EFL Cup. I think that might have been the first couple matches for Unai Emery. So he still didn't have, you know, a hold of this team, I guess is what I'll say here. But he's really... By the end of this weekend, there's a chance Aston Villa is above Tottenham. And, I mean, they're currently in the number 6 spot here. So, I mean, it would be pretty crazy for Aston Villa to actually get a what is the 5th spot? I guess the 6th spot. I mean, no matter. Pretty crazy for Aston Villa to get a European spot. Yeah,
because FA Cup should be the main, if whether it's Man United or Man City, I think that goes into the European places, correct?
Yeah, so I mean, I don't even know if it's the same situation as like we have West Ham playing in the UECL right now. I think that was seventh in the table. Either way, doesn't matter. So Unai Emery is kind of just like taken over this team, and they've been awesome. The main stat I'm looking for with my bet is they've allowed in their last nine league matches away from home, they've only given up one goal more than once. That was against Manchester City. Otherwise, they've held Tottenham scoreless. They've held Brighton scoreless. They've held Chelsea scoreless. Every other team, one goal or fewer. So
Newcastle scoreless.
Newcastle scoreless, miss that one. And then you got Manchester United at home. You can look at some of their home results. 2-0 Everton, 1-0 Brentford. Scoreless draw against Southampton, 3-0 against Leicester City. Okay. So you got those two things. You got them combined. And I think that the way Aston Villa have been playing, their defense has been awesome. Den Donker has moved into the starting 11 the last three or four matches, and they've just gotten better. They're pretty much, you can kind of see their improvement if you're just looking at the numbers for Aston Villa under Emery. All that to say, I'm going under 2.5 goals here at +120. What do you think? +120, under 2.5 goals. People want to see goals in this match, but do you think that's going to happen?
Yeah, no, I was just looking at Aston Villa. I mean, you mentioned their away form and how they've really held teams, but you look at their past six matches and Aston Villa's conceded two goals. They've conceded two goals in the last six matches away from home, which is like an impeccable defensive record when you think about some of the, I mean, they've had a couple easier matches, but they like Newcastle, for instance. It's been an interesting ride here with Emery. And the only other team, I mean, Man City's been up there in holding teams, but they've only scored five goals here away from home in those six matches too. So it's like seven goals, six matches. This does, when you look, collect that all, it does feel like an under 2.5 is an interesting bet.
Yeah, I know they're at home, but that Fulham match, they gave up one shot against Fulham, and then they kind of dismantled this Newcastle team that's running over everyone. They beat Newcastle 3-0 in that home match. I don't know how many shots they actually got off, but I think it was under 10. Newcastle just were, they just didn't have anything in that game. So throw all that together. I'll take under 2.5 goals at +120. Chris has Aston Villa double chance at +105. So we're kind of, I don't know if my bet's exactly going against Manchester United, but I'd say a little bit
I
in
feel like
that
we're looking
area.
at like a 1-1 here. I mean, that doesn't bode well from our historical perspective, but I feel like we're, you know, for the podcast here, for the Kits and Waiters pod, we would love a 1-1 result.
Yeah, I'd say the 1-1, maybe 1-0, maybe the side gets the 1-0 result. I think those are both in play. So just kind of a weird top six battle here between Manchester United and Aston Villa.
A fun one nonetheless, though.
Yeah. Third game we're talking about. We got Monday night football. This Monday night football is a relegation battle. We have Leicester City, our home. They're a +105 to win. Everton, +265. Draw, +240. Over 2.5 goals, +100. Under 2.5 goals, -175. Sorry, -125. Misread that one. So Everton, they played Thursday and they let it get away from them. What 4-1, 5-1, they lost it. They were at home against Newcastle. They gave up one, I don't know, unfortunate goal in the first half, and then the second half it was just like, okay, let's let Isak just dribble around five of our guys and do whatever he wants. I don't know if you saw that highlight, but we got Leicester City. I think they've had three matches maybe with Dean Smith, and they've looked better. They have looked better, even though Dean Smith has had some iffy moments in the Premier League at Aston Villa. But Leicester City have looked better. I think it was 1-1. They drew Leeds midweek. They were down a goal for the majority of that match, and then they got a late one. So now we got 18th and 19th in the table. What do you think here? Does home field advantage matter in this spot, Chris?
I think it matters enough to get like a result, and a result is a draw. But I think pre-show we were chatting, and our first initial thoughts on this were like, should we take the draw +250? but I don't think we've ever given a standalone bet on any of our matches above 200. So we kind of steered away from that. But this, you know, you talk about two teams absolutely that are going to duke it out for a spot to, you know, for some points to get out of that relegation zone. And that's Leicester and Everton. I mean, this feels like it's going to be a disgusting match and just like a grueling, you know, Monday night under the lights match. But that said, I think, and funny enough, my dad was watching this Newcastle Everton match, and he's like, "This is the Everton team that I feel like I've seen all season. They take one back. They were down 2-1, you know, off at Dwight McNeil goal, and then they immediately have two more goals scored on them. So
yeah,
it's like they're not. I mean, we had this conversation last season. Is Everton going to figure it out? Or are they going to grind out results? And they eventually did last season, but it just feels like it's a bridge too far for them this season. And I mean, Leicester, on the other hand, yes, they've been a bit more organized under Dean Smith, but do we think that they've got their attacking lineup hasn't shown that they've got the firepower really to kind of pull them out of it. So I'm just going to go with, I think this is this has under 2.5 written all over it for me. Minus 2.5. You look back, I mean, they played earlier this year back in November. It was 2-0. And then last season, it was 2-1 and 1-1. And then the season prior, it was 1-1 and 2-0. So four of the past five matches have been under 2.5. I'm going to lean on that here and just lean on the fact that have Everton scored a lot of goals? No. Have Leicester scored a lot of goals? Not really either. So I'm on the under here, but it looks like you're back to corners and wagers on your bet.
I moved on to corners and wagers. Yeah, as you said, I did have draw up here, and then I second-guessed it and removed the draw at plus 235 or whatever it was.
That's a bonus bet from the podcast. It's a draw plus 250.
Yeah, so Everton, it's been they had some moments under Dyche, but pretty much since that Doucouré red card against Tottenham and Harry Kane, I know they got the Michael Keane laser of a goal in that one to draw that 1-1, but they just haven't looked very good. And I thought they were going to turn some things around today because they got back Doucouré, they got back Onana in the midfield from injury, but I mean, Ben Godfrey was kind of getting lit up there. Him playing right back, he was just letting guys just kind of dribble and pass and give up goals. So that is one worrying thing. So this bet is – maybe it's a bad decision. Maybe it's a poor decision. But let's just run with it here. I don't think Everton have more than four corners in, like, their last five matches. But, again, let's ignore it. Let's ignore that stat, and we're just going to say that Everton aren't going to score first in this match, or they're not going to score in the first 45. And I think that they need it. Everton need points more than Leicester do. They're down 1 point. I think Everton will have to push more than Leicester have to push. And I think that's going to lead to more Everton corners. And you can get Everton over 4.5 corners at minus 110. So I'm just hoping they figure it out. In this Tottenham match, in this Newcastle match. So they kind of looked like the better team for, I don't know if I want to say the first 30 minutes. For a good portion in that first half before that goal, they were pressuring Newcastle. They were getting opportunities. They may have even finished with more shots, maybe not the end of the game, but they were pressuring Newcastle. They had a lot of opportunities. They didn't lead to corners, but I think they're kind of going to do the same thing here. And Leicester City is just a team that is Leicester City. They're also at the bottom table for a reason. So I think that's going to result in some corners. At least I'm hoping it's going to result in some corners. So Everton, over 4.5 corners, minus 110. Chris has under 2.5 corners, minus 125. So what do you think? 1-1? Is this another 1-1 result we got here?
I think Leicester, if Leicester picks up all 3 points here, but I don't have the gumption to bet on that.
You don't want to bet that.
I don't really want to bet that. I'm not enough to put that here, but I do think that they do. If I had to take a team here, I'd take Leicester at home. I mean, we know how that works, but I mean, like, to support your concept here on the Everton over 4.5 corners, minus 110, they've played from behind aside from the Crystal Palace 0-0 two games ago, they played from behind in each of their past, or in five of the past six matches, if you don't count that Crystal Palace match. So it's like, you know, I feel like they're going to have to press forward, I mean, and maybe come out of their shell a little bit. I wouldn't – Leicester City, from a purely talent standpoint, they have a bit better attack, and, I mean, maybe their back line's not great. But, yeah, I feel like Everton's going to have to push forward and try to get an equalizer, especially with a team that they're directly competing with in the relegation zone.
Jamie Vardy set for the start.
can he pull less? You know, we're getting towards the, you know, happy trails for Jamie Vardy at Leicester City. It doesn't feels like it might be kind of soon. And can he pull one more rabbit out of the hat here for the Foxes?
He's been getting more minutes lately under Dean Smith here, but Iheanacho, I doubt he's going to be starting here. He injured his groin late in their match midweek, so I doubt Iheanacho is going to start. And I think Vardy is the preferred option over Pats and Daka, but we'll see how that looks.
Can we get a bittersweet Jamie Vardy anytime goal? You know,
he scored last game. I think was he the guy that scored?
But I'm saying, like, can we?
Yeah,
you know, in a big spot here. As the does it turn to May on Monday? Is it May 1st on Monday?
Probably. It's coming up, April 27th.
During the last month of the season, Jamie Vardy, that's where he shines.
Jamie Vardy, if you remember correctly, I think his over-under is about 10.5, 11.5. He's sitting at two goals, but maybe the first time in his career he has more assists than goals. He has four assists. Wow. So
I think in our original podcast, I was like, yeah, smash the Jamie Vardy over. I don't know. If that's correct or not, but I
feel like we went the opposite way, or maybe we did.
I thought you went under and I went over.
Okay,
but
I'll take the correct side of that. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'm giving you credit here.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, so the team parlay. We're going to talk a little bit about this Liverpool match. Team parlay record doesn't matter. We're still up $638 on the season on our team parlay. There's been 29 of them. Okay, I'll say the record. We're 10-19, but whatever. What are you going to do? Chris was correct last week. My bet blew up in my face, which I said it. There's a possibility of it. I took Manchester City. Chris is looking confused right now because he doesn't know what I took. But I took Manchester City under 7.5 corners.
Yeah, corners, but
and they had seven.
Can't go back and track this.
They were just like Sheffield United were just giving them corners. And it was seven corners in the first half. I mean, I knew it was over then. It was just like they were just like launching the ball in and Sheffield United were clearing it. It was just like back to back to back early in the first half, and I was like, oh man. And then your bet hit. I think you had Manchester City over 2.5 goals, I want to say. But so Chris's record is still positive. He's 16-12 on this parlay bet. But getting to this Liverpool match, so as we're talking about line movement, you can find all this line movement, go to the sports betting pages on RotoWire, go to the soccer page, obviously. But Liverpool, -145 four days ago. Now they're -185. So the hate on Tottenham is just growing by the minute. Tottenham to win are +475. But this is your team, and you got to bet in this match. So what are your thoughts on this game here in general?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the odds, the odds change. But I mean, we talked about this last week when we previewed the Tottenham Newcastle match, and we were like, okay, Tottenham is an absolute disaster right now. And what happened is they came out and were an absolute disaster.
Yeah, you had money line there. We both
had Newcastle money line, and that would have been my stamp of approval, my safety bet for the weekend, because I was like, there's no way that Newcastle doesn't come out. They like, I saw Men in Blazers of all people had the most. It was like the most entertaining yet disgusting video compilation, and it was like Conte's. Like quotes after they had lost, like right before the week before he got fired, when he went off about Tottenham as a club, and they played it over all five goals against Tottenham, and it was like, or against Newcastle, and it was like, you know, there is like joy, and it was ridiculous. But anyways, that's how I feel about Tottenham right now, and it's just, it's tough. But they're going to be
Tottenham are fifth in the table. We say it every time we talk about them.
Mind you, yes, they are fifth in the table. They're in a pretty good place to play back in Europe next season. Won't be Champions League. I'll be surprised if it's Europa League. But I'm going to kind of steer away from taking a team here. Although, I mean, Liverpool at Anfield has actually been pretty good this season. It's away from home where they've struggled. And then you go back and you look at my main man, Mohamed Salah, who's been super, you know, he didn't score last game, but other than that, he's scored quite a bit recently. He scored three straight matches prior to that, and then he didn't score against Chelsea where he was a sub, and then when he started against Manchester City, he scored the lone goal. So he scored in four straight starts. I think he finds the back of the net here. He enjoys a goal against Tottenham. He didn't score last season, but overall, in his record at Liverpool against Tottenham, he's got plenty of goals. So I'm going to take him plus anytime goal scorer plus 100 for part of the parlay here, which is a bit of a risky bet. I don't usually like siloing in on one particular player, but I feel like
yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
I need Salah to score. I have over 20 and a half goals for him on the season. He's at 16 right now. So
yeah, and five of those have come in the last.
Yeah, we got six matches to go. So I'll take two goals in this match, and I'll be happy.
What are the odds on that? Over 20 or over 20 and a half?
It was just even odds. That was his over-under for the season.
Okay, nice.
So speaking of what you said, I just pulled up their home record. 10-4-1 at home, 39 goals scored, 13 against. Of course, seven of those came in one match against Manchester United. But still, I mean, this is one of the goal. It's the second best goal differential in the league in their home matches. That's better than Arsenal, who have been kind of falling apart a little bit, but still pretty relevant. So I'll take that. I'll take solid score here.
I mean, to be fair, they beat Man United at home seven goals.
I mean,
and then they won 9-0 against Bournemouth also at home. So.
Oh, is that this season?
Yeah, 16 of those goals came in two matches at home. So.
All right, good. Okay, I'll take it. The 9 goals when Salah had 0 goals, 0 assists.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. No, I guess United. I feel like he's scoring against United, but yeah.
What did he do? I have it up right here.
I think he had 2 goals and
he had 2 goals, 2 assists. Yeah. So I'm going back to this Newcastle. Well, this is kind of the same idea as the Brighton bet. This is the same bet I took last weekend for Newcastle home against what we were just talking about, Tottenham. So this is Newcastle minus 1.5 corners in the first half. That's minus 120. So you put that with Mohamed Salah to score at plus 100, plus 266 odds. So in terms of this bet, there's not a ton to say. Newcastle are home. They're dominating. Southampton, man. I thought Southampton were going to do a little something today. They lost 1-0 against Bournemouth. They played at home. James Ward-Prowse, a guy who always goes 90 minutes, was apparently substituted out after halftime because he had some kind of illness, something like that. So instead of bringing someone else on, Ruben Selles, the intern manager, brought on Lianco, another center back, And then within 10 minutes, I believe, in the second half, they gave up that goal. But Bournemouth had a ton of opportunities in that first half. So if Southampton at home can't do anything against Bournemouth, what are they going to do against Newcastle at Newcastle? I think this is going to be like Newcastle five corners in the first half, maybe one for Southampton, maybe seven corners in the first half. I just think Newcastle are rolling. They're going to put it on early, and it seems like even if they get a bunch of goals, that the corners happen no matter what. So I'll take -1.5 corners in the first half, -120.
Man, the way you put that, I feel like I'd put the stamp of approval on this one.
Yeah, this is a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, James Ward-Prowse. Yeah, as a standalone, I mean, maybe if you don't like Salah as in any time to score, the -1.5 sounds like as good as. Good as gold there, but
this is another one where like it's -120 right now. Tomorrow it's going to be -130, and then it's going to be -1.75. like this is a bet that when you're listening to this show, you should probably take it, because you're going to lose those odds, because I've been waiting a little bit on some of these, and I'm noticing I'm losing a lot of value when I wait, you know, an hour before some of these matches, especially with like the home team. You're betting on the home favorite to get more corners, kind of a thing. So
Yeah.
All right, Chris. So looking at the schedule, we got a double game week. There's 13 matches in game week 34. Does anything else stand out to you outside of Manchester City being the biggest favorite times two in their two games this week?
Yeah, right. Looking at the odds table here on rotowire.com. But, I mean, other than that, I'll be up for the match Sunday. I'm excited for the Liverpool Tottenham. I feel like we always see some sort of, you know, pretty solid, exciting match. And, you know, if it turns out that Tottenham are still willing to fold, I would be ecstatic. And if a +100 Mo Salah goal works, that'd be great too. But yeah, Monday night in the UK, going to be all eyes on that Everton Leicester match. That'll be an important game.
The only teams favored away from home in Game Week 34, Manchester City and Leeds. How about that?
Wow.
Actually,
barely. Are we sure?
Oh, they're even. They're even.
The even odds, yeah.
Yeah, let's pull up the odds here really quickly. Leeds. We got Leeds home. No, Bournemouth home against Leeds. They're both +165 to win at DraftKings. Who do you think is going to win that one?
I'm taking Leeds, but I don't know, Bournemouth with a big result today.
Bournemouth technically have nothing to play for, so I wonder if that comes into play, because they're in 36 points. They are, I guess, I won't say technically, but they're well above these other teams. So,
but I think they said this on the broadcast the other day. I think it's, 40 points is like the standard, but I think in the last 12 years, if you've gotten to 37 points, I want to say is what they said, is you've made safety. So, I mean, a draw here for them gets pretty much not insures, but gives them like a really, really strong chance to stay in the league for next season.
Yeah, they lost Marcus Tavernier to injury today, so that's going to be changing up their starting 11. Leeds have also looked terrible, but anything else for game week 34? So many matches here. It's been a busy week. It's going to be a busy month. The matches aren't going to stop. So, Chris, you can find him at CHROwen8. I am at RotoZadroik on Twitter. Chris, you got anything else here? Any other tidbits here? Liverpool are also home against Fulham next midweek. Any thoughts on that one?
I haven't looked at it yet, but you get a couple beers in me on a Friday junior and I might take Liverpool to make the Champions League. We'll see.
All right, there you have it. Let's who cares? Let's keep this show going. Let's look at this table. Liverpool 7th in the table, 53 points. Aston Villa 54, Tottenham 54. Okay. You got a ways to go.
+400 odds. Make some money.
Okay,
they got one of the easier. The only match here is Tottenham. That's kind of concerning, but they otherwise, and I think they might play Aston Villa as well. But
it feels like it should be +1,000 odds. They're 7 points behind Manchester United, who have a game in hand here. Those are interesting odds, but Either way, Kits and Wagers. Chris, thanks for joining me. Rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial. We got some other stuff coming up this weekend. I don't know what it is, but I'll figure it out tomorrow. Check out the YouTube channel. It'll be up there. Check out our podcast feed. Like, subscribe. Do it all. Chris, enjoy your weekend. Good luck on your bets. And good luck to Mo Salah. How about that?
Heck yeah.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.